150 mayors, aides, and experts at the Great Lakes Initiative Conference from the United States and Canada are weighing the cost of invasive species brought into the ballast water of ocean-going ships or losing the jobs and goods those carriers provide. Superior Mayor Dave Ross is against banning salties.
What we need to do is what we are doing, enforcing legislation that's already on the books for flushing ballast water, and continue to encourage shippers to adopt ballast water systems which will make sure there are no invasives at all anywhere within that ship before it gets into the Great Lakes system.
Racine Mayor Gary Becker says he's also not ready to ban ocean-going vessels from the Great Lakes, but he's close.
The most extreme thing is to ban the salties from coming in, stop them before they get into the system. But like I said, I think there's technologies and different processes that can be used before we get to that point.
Meanwhile, Great Lakes Initiative Director Dave Ulrich says the solution is not through individual state legislatures making laws.
We need a solution at the federal level, at the Canadian and U.S. level, primarily focused on ballast water because that's still the major way it comes in.
183 foreign species are in the Great Lakes, with a new one discovered about every 6 months. A majority of the invasive species arrive in the ballast water of ocean-going ships. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.